is my first podcast, so I'm going to keep it really short. I just wanted to play with you, I wanted to play for you some words that were said at Coretta Scott King's funeral by Maya Angelou, Jimmy Carter, and most importantly, by Joseph Lowery. So I'm going to leave you with that and give you some way to contact me if you want to. It'll be at saveourstars.com, and I'll talk to you.
What a family reunion. Rosa and Martin were reminiscing. They'd just begun to talk. When Martin seemed not to listen, he started to walk. The wind had whispered in his ear, "I believe somebody is almost here." "Excuse me, Rosa," Martin said as he did depart. His soul was on fire. He just couldn't wait. His spirit leaped with joy as he moved toward the pearly gates. "Glory, glory, hallelujah." And after 40 years, almost 40 years, together at last, thank God Almighty. Together at last. Thank you, Coretta. Didn't she carry her grief with dignity? Her growing influence with humility? She secured his seed, nurtured his nobility. She declared humanity's worth and vented their vision, his and hers, for peace in all the earth. She opposed discrimination based on race. She frowned on homophobia. And gender bias she rejected on his face. She summoned the nations to study war no more. She embraced the oneness of the human family from shore to shore. Excuse me, Maya. She extended Martin's message against poverty, racism, and war. She deplored the terror inflicted by our smart bums on missions way afar. We know now there were no weapons of mass destruction over there. That there are weapons of misdirection right down here. Millions without health insurance. Poverty abounds. For war, billions more, but no more for the poor. Well, Coretta had harsh critics. Some no one could please, but she paid them no mind. She kept speaking for the least of these. Now I'm about through. As we get old, or so I'm told, we listen into heaven like the prophets of old. I heard Martin and Coretta say, "Do us a favor, Joe. Those four little children I spoke of in 63, they're fine adults now, as all can see. They already know, but tell them again. We love them so dear. Assure them we'll always be near their troubles to bless and sanctify to them their deepest distress. Tell them we believe in them as we know you do. We know their faith in God and their love for each other will see them through. Assure them at the end of the tunnel awaits God's light, and we are confident that they will always strive for the right. Tell them don't forget to remember that we're as near as their prayer and never afar. And we can rest in peace because they know who and whose they are."
That was Reverend Lowery, and my favorite part. The next two are Maya Angelou and Jimmy Carter, and then I'm going to sign off.
"I open my mouth to the Lord and I Won't turn back, no. I will go. I shall go. I'll see what the end is gonna be. In the midst of national tumult, in the median of international violent uproar, Coretta Scott King's face remained a study in serenity. In times of interior violent storms, she sat, her hands resting in her lap calmly, like good children sleeping. Her passion was never spent in public display. She offered her industry and her energies to action toward righting ancient and current wrongs in this world. She believed religiously in nonviolent protest. She believed it could heal a nation mired in a history of slavery and all its excesses. She believed nonviolent protest religiously could lift up a nation rife with racial prejudices and racial bias. She was a quintessential African-American woman, born in the small town, repressive South, born of flesh and destined to become iron, born a cornflower and destined to become a steel magnolia. She loved her church fervently. She loved and adored her husband and her children. She cherished her race. She cherished women. She cared for the conditions of human beings, of Native Americans and Latinos and Asian Americans. She cared for gay and straight people. She was concerned for the struggles in Ireland, and she prayed nightly for Palestine and equally for Israel. I speak as a sister of a sister. Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated on my birthday. And for over 30 years, Coretta Scott King and I have telephoned or sent cards to each other, or flowers to each other, or met each other somewhere in the world. We called ourselves chosen sisters. And when we traveled to South Africa or to the Caribbean, or when she came to visit me in North Carolina or in New York, we sat into the late evening hours calling each other girl. Now, it's a black woman thing, you know. And even as we reached well into our 70th decade, we still said, girl. I stand here today for her family, which is my family, and for my family and all the other families in the world who would want to be here but could not be here. I have beside me up here millions of people who are living and standing straight and erect and knowing something about dignity without being cold and aloof, knowing something about being contained without being unapproachable. People who have learned something from Coretta Scott King. I stand here for Eleanor Traylor and for Harry Belafonte, and I stand here for Winnie Mandela. I stand here for women and men who loved her. Dinky Romilly. On those late nights when Coretta and I would talk, I would make her laugh. And she said that Martin King used to tell her, you don't laugh enough. And there's a recent book out about sisters in which she spoke about her blood sister. But at the end of her essay, she said, I do have a chosen sister, Maya Angelou, who makes me laugh even when I don't want to. And it's true, I told her some jokes only for no mixed company. Many times on those late evenings, she would say to me, sister, it shouldn't be an either or, should it? Peace and justice should belong to all people everywhere all the time. Isn't that right? And I said then, and I say now, Coretta Scott King, you're absolutely right. I do believe that peace and justice should belong to every person, everywhere, all the time. And those of us who gather here, principalities, presidents, senators, those of us who run great companies, who know something about being parents, who know something about being preachers and teachers, those of us, we owe something from this minute on, so that this gathering is not just another footnote on the pages of history. We owe something. I pledge to you, my sister, I will never cease. I mean to say, I want to see a better world. I mean to say, I want to see some peace somewhere. I mean to say, I want to see some honesty, some fair play. I want to see kindness and justice. This is what I want to see, and I want to see it through my eyes and through your eyes, Coretta Scott King. I open my mouth to the Lord, and I won't turn back, no. I will go. I shall go. I'll see what the end is going to be. Thank you.
My life has been closely intertwined with that of the King family. Our first ceremony together was in 1974 when, as governor, I dedicated Martin's portrait in the Georgia Capitol. Joe Lowry and others were there. Which was surrounded outside with chanting members of the Ku Klux Klan who had too much support from other Americans. The efforts of Martin and Coretta have changed America and were not appreciated even at the highest level of government. It was difficult for them personally, with the civil liberties of both husband and wife violated as they became the targets of secret government wiretapping, other surveillance, and as you know, harassment from the FBI. This commemorative ceremony this morning and this afternoon is not only to acknowledge the great contributions of Coretta and Martin, but to remind us that the struggle for equal rights is not over. We only have to recall the color of the faces of those in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Those who are most devastated by Katrina to know that there are not yet equal opportunities for all Americans. It is our responsibility to continue their crusade. I would like to say to my sister Coretta that we will miss you. But our sorrow is alleviated by the knowledge that you and your husband are united in glory. Thank you for what you've meant to me and to the world.
It's against the law to walk, against the law to talk, against the law to love, against the law to work, against the law to read, against the high price blue. Thank you.